Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, September 22nd, 2012. It's the first day of fall. That's right, the sun is below the equator now, so days are getting shorter, nights will be getting cooler, that kind of stuff. But that's not today's business. Today's actually a nice day here. Hey, going to talk a little bit about the stock market, Barron's Magazine, politics, walking the dog, that kind of stuff. Football. So let's start off with the stock market. The stock market actually had a down week last week. I know, surprising. Don't fight the Fed, but looks like the stock is pausing. And kind of the last thing you'd think when we had a triple witching week, right? You thought we'd see maybe a little bit more volatility than we saw. It's kind of interesting because Thursday the market was down 75 points early, right? The Dow, and had a chance to go down even further, but it didn't. It kind of rallied back. So I think it kind of shows that we are kind of still mostly bullish, you know. And even though, you know, I feel like I'm getting kind of emotionally swept up and that I'm missing it because I still do have cash on the sidelines and low beta stocks, I'm not participating to the extent that I'd like to be participating in the market run here. And I do feel the fever. I mean, I do want to, gosh, what's working, what's not working, what do I want to buy? But still back in my mind, I still feel like, you know, the market is due for a correction. And, you know, are we going to see third quarter, are we going to see companies, you know, miss their profits, you know, lower their profits, lower their forward guidance? You know, we're seeing people's incomes go down. We're seeing unemployment go up. We saw announcements from Bank of America this week, 16,000 more layoffs. It just seems to me that, you know, the stock market, you know, they say it loves to climb a wall of worry, but, you know, these are some real significant events going on in our economy, and it seems like the market's just going up because central bankers are printing money, right? Our Federal Reserve is basically QE infinity, right? It's just going to keep buying assets, and, you know, I heard it said that the Fed is buying the majority of our debt now, and you kind of wonder, you know, what happens down the road if the Fed stops buying our debt? Are the Chinese going to buy it? Is Europe going to buy it? Is our individual investors going to buy it? I don't think they'll buy it unless there's a significant bump in interest rates, right? Anyways, I'm talking wall of worry stuff. Slope of hope. What is the slope of hope? That we are growing, the Fed is stimulating the economy, that we will see, you know, we will see better growth in the future than we've seen in the past, although the Federal Reserve did say itself that they didn't expect anything much more than 1.72% or something like that, even with the QE. So we shall see. Apple iPhone, that's definitely slope of hope. You know, the iPhone 5 came out this week, and it's getting pretty good reviews, except for the maps, which are part of iOS 6, which I upgraded to. And I entered the place of a bagel store, a bagel shop, and it took me right to it. I didn't have any problems. I didn't take transit to it. I guess it doesn't have transit features. But anyway, so Apple stock doing well, over $700. You know, I guess we'll see Monday or early this week when Apple announces how many of them they sold over this weekend. And initial estimates are about $10 million. I'm also reading that the they did a lot better job with supply this time around. I heard, you know, there's people camping out in front of the iPhone stores, right? They camped out for days. But I heard on the day, on Friday, you could actually just go to a Verizon store in 15 minutes, walk out with an iPhone. So it seems like, you know, that means two things. A, either they met their supply really well this time, or there's not as much demand. But looking at the lines, I think the demand's there. And a lot of folks I know switched from Android this time. They couldn't wait. They went and they pre-ordered, and they got theirs on Friday, and they're asking me how to make ringtones. It's like, okay, the important things in life. Anyways, and I told them, hey, I made my own ringtones too, you know. I guess you just do it. Anyways, that's Apple. Facebook's on the cover of Barron's this week, right? $15 stock. Don't tell those who are buying right now, because what's it, over 20, right? Over 22, 23, something like that. And anyways, Barron's has a bearish article on it. Barron's also has articles up on kind of investor complacency, and are we about to crash, and that kind of thing. So when you see that kind of thing, that's also, add that to the wall of worry, because, you know, you don't see those kind of articles when it's time for the market to have a correction. Usually you would see, you know, the 5 stocks you have to own now kind of thing, or the 10 stocks for the next administration. So that's in Barron's this week. So Barron's is, I like reading Barron's. I know I wouldn't take any investment advice out there, but I do read it. I like the articles. And let's see what else. We got NFL tomorrow, right? Did you get your fantasy lineup in? Did you get your picks in? If you listen to my NFL picks podcast, you know that I didn't do really good last week. A poor week. But the week before, I was on fire, so we'll see how I do this week. I'll probably end up doing no better than anybody else, right? Just a guessing game. But I got the Giants game right. That's the important thing. I'm out walking the dog. It's a beautiful night here in Sacramento. On a personal note, this past week I got a new job, so I started last week. You know, I did take the previous week off, and so started a new job this week, so that'll keep things hopping. That's kind of one of the reasons blogging activity, audiobook activity has been a little light, because, you know, I come home, I just basically want to sit on the sofa and eat Oreos, and that's about it. So, it's a Saturday night. I hope you're having a great one. See ya. Hey, wait. I did want to talk a little bit about politics. I'm not going to do this too often, but I want to talk about the presidential race, Obama versus Romney. And I tell you where I am right now is that, I am a fiscal conservative, but I think Obama is going to win in a landslide. And it's not really Mitt Romney's fault. You know, it doesn't matter what his tax rate is on his tax returns or his 47% comment, although that's actually very wise words, let's just say that, because I think what the problem is for the Republican Party right now is that it doesn't even matter if it's Obama versus Romney, right? I mean, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever, and the reason is because of entitlements. I really think that, to paraphrase, as soon as the voting population realizes that it can vote itself benefits, that they will do that. And I think we've reached the point to where so many people in the country are receiving benefits for whatever reason. I mean, I'm not just chastising the poor or the senior citizens, retired, or people on Medicare, Medicaid, or those who will soon be dependent on Obamacare. It's just the state of the country is that we've just gradually shifted from a free nation to a nation that, you know, thrived on capitalism to a nation that's moving the other way. It's moving towards socialism. It's moving to our big centralized government that, provides benefits. And that's what the people want. You know, the people want these things. And no matter, you know, what it means. And we can see that, one of the big indication to me of the demographic change is the labor participation rate. To me, that's the biggest obstacle for the Republicans right now, because as the labor participation rate falls, there's fewer and fewer people that even care about their income tax rates. I mean, why would they care? They don't work. And as that number gets smaller, I think those are the people, and they could be retired people, or they could be people just frustrated and not looking for work anymore, sitting at home, eating Oreos on the sofa. Now, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's people who don't pay taxes. And as that number grows, the Republican argument of supply side, capitalism, lower tax rates, it just rings hollow because those people don't pay income taxes. You know, those folks basically want somebody to help them out. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. That's just what they want. And they're going to vote that way. So whether it's Obama or Romney, it doesn't even matter. It's basically a vote for benefits. And yes, the country's running over $1 trillion deficits every year, and the national debt's over $16 trillion now. And that'll keep going until it stops, because you can't just run the economy where the labor participation rate heads towards zero and people receive benefits. Eventually, that won't work. And right now, we're even seeing that not working because the Federal Reserve, as I mentioned earlier, the Federal Reserve is buying our debt. We're basically buying our own debt. That's like you getting a new credit card to pay off your old credit cards. Eventually, it doesn't work anymore. So, anyways, that's my thought on politics. I think Obama's going to win in a landslide, and that's just the way it's going to be. Hope you're having a great one. See ya.